We start with the song.
Well, I don't know. What kind of songs were you going to start with?
Oh, no, I thought you had a song already planned.
No,
we didn't do it. Nobody's going to sing?
No singing today.
But you guys are in events.
Yeah.
Nobody does the singing?
You know, you got people that sometimes show up. We did a job where there was actually a popular singer that actually did a job for her family member.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Jamie Fine.
She's on the new, she's all over the radio.
I don't listen to radio.
Yeah, I don't. Well, she's more radio type music. She was there. I didn't know her from Hole in the Wall, to be honest with you. But then later on, she told me, she's like, oh, no, that song on the radio, she does music a lot. And I was like, all right. Not bad.
Well, welcome to the show, guys.
How's it going?
I know I chatted with you on the phone, Ashley. Yeah. And then we'll discuss a little bit about the events, what you guys do. And then also you got a little bit of construction background. And then you see the construction world, I guess, on the outside, which is an interesting world, I guess, for people that are not in construction.
Yeah.
Never really speak to too many people that are not in construction looking at the construction world.
I grew up with all my uncles.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So you already get a sense of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me share the information. So Jonathan and Ashley are here. C&N Events. You can find them on Instagram at Events C&N.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's www.cand, and it's A-N-D, events.shop. And then that's it, right?
Yep.
What's the email?
CNNEvents@outlook.com.
Okay, let me just see events. All right, where do you guys want to begin?
You go with it. Let's roll, baby. Let's roll. Where do you want to start?
I guess just like, well, we talked a little bit about, I guess the last few years have been challenging for businesses in general. And have you guys navigated through all those waters already and figured out how to make it a viable business at that point now? Because the thing is, it's tough.
It's really
tough
hard.
Times right now. Yeah. Just as we were getting out of the tough times, now we have more tough times.
More tough times.
But I mean, I always tell the younger people, it's good being the older person now, because now you just have this wisdom that you can just pass on and see what happens, if they want to use it or not use it. But I always tell them that, listen, a lot of good things come out of bad times.
Of course.
You can learn some hard lessons and learn from them, right?
There's an old saying, with chaos comes opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
You gotta try and figure out a way to navigate through all the negativity, especially now. You're constantly being fed negative, negative, negative through social media, through this on a daily too. It's like a circus. Every day, one tweet, one video goes out of the president of the United States, and you know, it just affects everybody.
Yeah, but it's almost like another streaming service.
Oh yeah.
Like
oh,
the yeah. amount of just, I call it content creation now, right? It's just how much of it is, do I believe? And it's just how much of it is real, how much is not real? And then you just, people trying to just say stuff to just get clicks, I guess, at that point.
That point, yeah. But it's funny because anything negative or positive creates so much volatility, like in all the markets, like any kind of market. Investors don't want to be put into the unknown. You know what I mean? They
But back in the day, investors embraced that.
Yeah.
They took the risks. Like I remember having a conversation with a VC, venture capitalist investor, and they were telling me, listen, you got to understand that for the most part, we'll invest into dozens of ideas, hoping one hits. And then that one offsets the losses of the others, right? And that's the game that they play. And I'm pretty sure that they still play that game today, right? So it's like there's volatility going on right now, and they're probably jumping into seeing which horse is going to be the winner at that point.
Yeah.
But it becomes challenging for everyday folks, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're investing in multiple different areas. Like look at the stock market, for example. Trillions of dollars has been lost within the last
But there's also been a lot of money made too.
Yes.
Certain people are paying attention to what just, have you.
Depending on how much time you've been in the market, and if you haven't been in that long, then just an average person, you just lost your shirt, like, right?
I know, but going with the events, I guess that you guys have a clientele base that hopefully they're realistic about what to expect. Because I guess that everybody wants the biggest champagne ever.
Yeah.
But there's dollar signs attached to that champagne. So you got, I mean, I'm sure you guys could be creative with that.
I would want to say the last 8 months have been more people not being as realistic to the prices that are out there versus everything has increased quite a bit.
Where are they getting their education from?
I want to say sometimes it's they're looking at past brides and what they spent prior to COVID versus now, like brides of 2025, brides of 2026. Every year the prices keep going up and up.
But wasn't COVID a spike?
No.
It wasn't a spike?
No.
No? So is everything leveling out right now?
Or is it still going up? It has leveled out, but it's just high in demand with flowers. Like, for example, a lot of people tend to want an all-white wedding from June all the way until about October. White roses, for example, are at its highest price. Then after it kind of comes down for the winter months, then it goes back up. Let's say there's a bride getting married the week of Mother's Day. Those prices have to fluctuate with Mother's Day, unfortunately, not just because they're getting married that weekend.
Well, it's like anything.
So
right?
That's the thing with people not being realistic in when we price out for certain months as well.
But it's the suppliers taking advantage at the same
time. That's what I was just about to say. And this shit happens in every industry.
Every industry.
Yeah. It happened brutally in construction regarding COVID years. Yeah. And I had insider information of people telling me, just shut up. We're making money. Shut up, right?
See, mm-hmm. You see what a sheet of plywood was costing?
Yeah, it was over $100 and it was just ridiculous. Jesus. And I know you guys were just taking advantage of it. But back to the flowers. See, if I was a client, I'd be of the mindset of trying to discover a different kind of flower. Mm-hmm. Like, do I really need to go with white roses or do I really need to mm-hmm. go with all the other colors that most people are looking for? Wouldn't I want to maybe pay attention to something else that you guys can offer?
And that's something we do suggest.
Yeah.
Like when a client's coming to me, the first thing I do ask them, what are your colors? Because then I know what to price based on. So right now, the color that will be booming this year because it's going more bold. People are picking more bold colors. But the cheapest color back in the day would be red. Not many people would do red for their wedding.
So what's the bold color for this year?
A lot of it's like a red or fully purple or fully green.
So then go the other way and find another color that's going to be a lot mm-hmm. more economically.
But then because everybody's going bold this year, next year the whites most likely might come down a bit because they're not going to be selling.
Supply and demand, right?
Exactly.
When they know that there's a heavy supply, and it's in every industry, prices will go up because the demand is high. But as soon as the demand starts to lower, just to look like our real estate market in this country.
Well, here, follow me for a second. I want to say I've seen clients and I've seen designers in construction. They're so fixated on that it has to be this way. But I have yet to see tradespeople, and I know lots of tradespeople that will either buy their own property or do a flip or do whatever, and they give themselves a range because they don't want to be stuck on this fixed point. Yeah. And so I think the tradesperson understands that, okay, fine, I get everybody's doing dolomite stone or something like that. They want this pristine, white, clean, expensive mm-hmm. marble stone. Mm-hmm. But I can find this alternative version that's half the price that looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm going that route instead of being fixated on that. So it's the same thing with flowers. And we're just talking just flowers now, but there's a whole gamut of other things that are associated with every event, right? Yeah. Why do clients, when it comes to that, why do they have it
it's
so
all,
stuck?
Imaging, so what they see online on social media, what the trends are like.
But what they see today wasn't seen last year and it won't be seen next year.
Exactly.
It's whatever comes through their social media feed. It automatically gets into their mind, and then it has to be that. And it has to be this. It has to be this. But reality versus, you know, expectation all comes along. Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you still have to pay for this.
That's right.
And do you want $100,000?
Yeah. Well, this year, a lot of people are tending to go with fruits and vegetables for their wedding. So it's
what do you mean, as a decorative?
Yeah.
I'd be eating them, by the way.
Grapes, bananas.
Oh, yeah. So,
let's
like,
go.
A lot of it is going to be
you
a lot of...
You get some berries there? I'm going to be taking all the blueberries, blackberries, and all the raspberries. I'll eat all of them,
not,
right?
You're not going to be seeing that this year. A lot of fruits going with the arrangements.
That makes sense.
More cost effective, I guess.
Are they cheaper than the flowers?
Well, I would assume they can be. For sure.
Oh, yeah. Flowers are really expensive, and a lot of people have the mindset that they're not as expensive as they really are.
Plus, you get less to get rid of at the end of the evening, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they'll be all eaten.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. But you got to. But sometimes people will spend this like X amount of money in flowers for the wedding, mm-hmm. and then they leave it behind.
Everything behind.
And then at the end of the night, we have to take it out of the hall because the banquet hall will use that against you as one of the vendor. Like, yeah, because we work alongside them. Yeah. So if we don't take all the garbage at the end of the night. Because that's what they lit. This is garbage. We're not responsible for this.
And then their garbage bin, some venues are by weight. Wow. And they don't want to be bringing that
so
with them.
So I got to take that at the end of the night and get
and
rid of it.
And you get blacklisted if you don't.
Listen, I'm a flower guy. I always like having flowers in the house at any given point. Mm. And then I've kind of perfected making them last as long as possible by changing the water and just cutting the stems and all this. Like, it just makes it last. Like, I can make them last for a good week and a half to 2 weeks, fresh cut flowers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what I want because I want that little bit of color. So if you ever need to get rid of flowers, just text me and just let me know and I'll drive by and I'll grab. I don't know if I have enough vases to take care of all that stuff. Yeah. But I mean, back to the berries. I mean, you could actually put all the fruits on the table and then put mixed drink recipes on there.
Yeah.
So you could take the berries and go to the bar and then make a drink and put it together.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. I'm like, that would work.
Yeah. But everybody's trying to be creative right now and like changing it not just to floral. Like the whole ribbon thing, like the bows was a big trend. Now this year we're going to be seeing like the bowl, the fruits, all those things are also going to be another big trend this year. So it's every year there's a different trend coming and it's basically what person puts it out there and how many people like it.
But the dollar, the budget, it still has to be number one item, no?
It is number one item. And a lot of people, like I've been seeing this year, are lowballing the budget. And
where do they get their number from to begin with? Compared to the other friends?
Other friends, sometimes it could be influenced like, well, my parents got married X amount of years ago and they paid.
Oh yeah, the budget's from 1989 and the budget's not realistic.
And then after like they want their big voice and be like, well, I think that's a little too much for flowers and decor and all that.
Just look at it like this. Back in the days at the weddings, to be able to get, when you would give a busta.
Yeah, I remember that.
When you would give a busta, you say whatever, $100 back in the day, you'd be able to give a gift and pay for the plate.
What's a busta today, these days? Buddy. 1,000?
Depends on how much. Per person, I would say at least anywhere from like $275 to $300
and
a
person. And to be able to give a gift.
That's still maybe giving a gift. That's just paying for the
on plate. Top of the gift.
Well, I mean,
no,
you know,
that's normally like the prices for a lot of venues.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
That's why the traditional style is it's getting harder and harder, like because people can't afford it. Like if you're spending 40, 50 grand just for the ceremony, just at the reception.
Like, what's the point of all this stress created when you could be... If anything, you guys are creative individuals. Mm-hmm. You come up with different ways of doing it that still satisfy the need of creating your perfect event, your day, but without breaking the bank. There's no point in breaking the bank if you're going to go down this road, unless you want to, but I don't know anybody who wants to.
People tend to like feel more like the pressure of the social media too, like the expectation point. I know, but like that's where a lot of people are like, oh, you know, like I'm a creator, content creator. I have to make sure this wedding is.
Everybody's a content creator nowadays. You know, like, everybody's a content creator. You post something online, and all of a sudden, you're a content creator.
I've never been on a date with somebody who pulls out a camera and starts photographing shit. If that happens, then
see you later.
By the time that camera's done, like that shot's done, I'm out of there. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. I'd rather just savor the food, right? Enjoy it.
It's learning. I think with the younger generations, they don't understand time and place for anything. Yeah. Like, you know, when you're out, like you don't, and you're trying to have an experience, you don't need to have your head buried in your phone the whole time, or you know what I mean? Because
whenever I'm on vacation, I enjoy the moment. And I've been in places, a lot of places where I see the crowd of, it's just as far as iPads, like I've seen screens and iPads and I'm like, how about you just look at the vista? Yeah. How about you just look at
You're not here all the time. Enjoy it.
And just enjoy the moment and appreciate that moment. But I guess people don't want to do that. I mean, I'll have a little bit more respect for certain individuals that have a film camera. Mm-hmm. And I can tell, I can spot a film camera from a mile away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so obviously you're shooting, but you're not discovering what that image is going to be until later on.
Exactly.
And then now you have no reason to look at your screen, right? But everybody has a reason to look at their screen now to compare to everybody else and what they're doing. And I'm like, who cares about the Joneses?
That's right.
Yeah.
Why don't you just focus on you and your significant other and what you want to accomplish? Stop being chained to your construction company. That's what Revelate delivers to contractors like you who are trying to figure out AI and automations. I hear it all the time with guys I talk to, and it sounds like they spend way more time on things that waste money. Here's how Revelate does it. They study your business. They build custom AI software and automation tech to fit your process. They train you and your staff so you can save 50% of your time on the stuff that slows you and your projects down. You got into the trades to build things, not to be buried under endless admin work and broken systems. I know every day feels like you're solving the same problems instead of moving forward. That's why Revelate was created. They grew up in the construction industry and have been a part of it for more than 15 years. They know the grind and they work to fix it. Within weeks, you and your team and your business are saving half of your time on the stuff that keeps you from getting home and enjoying life. No more nights buried in the paperwork, just more time building and living. Stop being stuck in chaos. Let Revelate help you build something better. Book a demo. It's an easy chat and it's free. Book time now. www.revelate.com or on IG at revelate.inc or call them at 416-474-5755. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
But these are a lot of reasons why nowadays you have some of the most cases like of depression, anxiety, all these, because people are constantly paying attention to what others are doing.
What is it? FOMO? Yeah, fear of missing out?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I don't 100%. Even get that. I don't understand that.
100%. People are more worried about what everybody else is doing, and then they get stuck in their own situation, and there's no action. Because all you're doing is just kind of being so absorbed by what he and she and everybody else is doing around.
Well, wouldn't you guys prefer a client that comes in with a reasonable budget and you are tasked with coming up with some serious creative and then the creative becomes number one because it's actually assisted the budget instead of the other way around?
So that's what we're best with is when they're like, okay, this is my budget. These are the colors I want.
Yeah.
So then I'll go and figure out how many guests, what kind of tables that they would like. Normally that's how I start all my meetings either way. Because then after I get to be as creative as possible and I get to give them the best outcome at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And those are the clients I tend to work with majority of the time. Then I also work a lot with coordinators that they do the whole designing. And then after I just come in and I execute their design.
You guys ever see, obviously you obviously paid attention to the trades and and the trade papers of events and what's going on. You ever seen like where there's just too much money and no common sense, where it's just like here's the explosion of insanity?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an everyday life.
That's every day.
That's an everyday life.
And everyone tries to outdo the other when they're at that level of financial.
Not every client, but there is a lot of clients that are like, they're trying to make the Woodlock, like the Wedlux magazine, or they're trying to make some sort of
Wedlux magazine.
Yeah.
That's a magazine.
Well, it's for her industry.
It's a big thing.
It's basically only certain companies make that type of magazine. And it's like, that's so where you get elite clients. That you get like the most like high end clients that you can get. Right. Which is obviously, if you're in business, you wanna try and max out as best as you can, right? In terms of clients and budgets and.
So how do you guys stand out when you're trying to get some exposure from that, right?
You gotta put the time into work. You gotta be original. You have to be down to earth, and you gotta just basically stick to what the most important things is of being a worker or a business owner or whatever it is. Be reliable. Keep your name keep your name, you know, in business, like, clean. Yeah. So there's nobody that can ever say anything negatively about you, because nowadays all it takes is one negative post and
just start talking garbage.
And then yeah.
But it could just be someone who doesn't like it. Like, yeah. Like just
they're, you see it all the time though.
They're a Karen. They're just a complainer, yeah. right? Just
but that's how it. That's the world that, like, to build a portfolio in this type of industry, it's all through basically through social media, right? You got to show what you it's can
word
do.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
How was it before social media?
So I've been in the industry for 23 years. I started in a family business. Back in the day, it was all word of mouth.
Yeah, so I
figured.
It
was all word of mouth.
Who went to a certain event yeah. and what they experienced and exactly. what they achieved, right? Yeah. But I mean, I'm trying to remember the last wedding I went to. I have no idea. I can't remember. No, it was a friend's. He's divorced now. Yeah, it was a Jewish wedding. And it was pretty basic, pretty yeah. simple, pretty, you know, it was nice. It was my first one that I attended, but it was funny. It was like 3 years later, they got divorced. And I just thought, I thought you guys don't get divorced. No, we get divorced. And I'm like,
with
okay.
a prenup though. There was yeah. a prenup.
I don't
in
know
somewhere.
About that. I didn't get into that kind of conversation, but I don't know. Maybe I was just interested in the food.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
that's
most
where
part.
A lot of the men, when they come to meetings, their biggest thing is like, as long as the food is great, I'll let you pick out the floral. I'll let you pick out the decor. I just want to make sure the food is good.
Did you see that recent one about the vegan wedding?
No.
There was a big uprising because the groom's brother, I think, she made it a vegan wedding, but,
okay.
she never let anybody know what was on the menu.
Oh, I think I read that on social
So then
media,
the food yeah. started coming yeah. out, and everybody, most people were upset. So then the groom's brother ordered
McDonald's, wasn't it?
No, pizzas, a bunch of pizzas. Okay. And then she was furious as a result.
Yeah. Everybody
and I'm like,
ate,
I'm sorry, but I would have been
ate.
Ordering the
yeah.
pizza too.
Yeah. Uber Eats right to
so
the hall.
So many weddings, and it's like a hit or miss. And it could be the same venue.
Listen, Portuguese wedding is never going to be a mess. It's always going to be a hit.
There's no, I don't think there's a Portuguese wedding. I don't think there's a Portuguese.
I've never heard of a white vegan, people a or vegan. Anything like that. Just like complain about it. There's never a lack.
I've never heard of a Portuguese vegan wedding.
Same with Italian.
Yeah.
No.
No, they're big on their food. And
you kidding
me? You
know
what? Vaughn has a lot of great venues to meet the Italian expectation. Versus Portuguese, it's really dying down.
There's is it?
Yeah. Mississauga Convention Center is no longer run Portuguese.
Is it because you're getting a lot of mixed cultures marrying?
I think it's also based on our culture.
Really?
Yeah. Because we look at weddings, we look at, like, even florals, even with clients, they really lowball the prices.
They don't understand the prices of today, or they just, you know, a lot of Portuguese people, they have in mind the older prices, right?
So, like,
so if it's not this much, I'm not willing to go past this much. Like, that's it.
Like, the longest running one right now that I could say that's still out there is Europa Convention Center.
I don't know anything about that, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
They're on
Dundas
and
they have a Mississauga location as
Dundas
well.
Dundas and Dufferin area, down in Little Portugal there.
Yeah, but Little Portugal is not really Little Portugal.
No,
anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Right?
Not anymore.
Dundas is not Dundas anymore. No, like, everything's fucking changed now,
yeah.
right? So I'm really shocked to hear that.
Yeah, there's not many, like, pure Portuguese
They still have, like, a few cultural centers, like, around.
Yeah.
But in terms of, actual, like, banquet halls, it's dying out, man. But you still have, like, there's still, she was saying, the traditional, like, Italian ones that are still
they're probably
kicking
the strongest
pretty good.
Ones.
But it could be also because of the fact that the Italian culture is very big on
weddings
and, like, helping each other too in a lot of industries.
Lots of boosters.
Yeah. No, yeah. But even in construction, it's the
lots
same.
Lots of boosters.
Even in construction, it's the same.
Yeah.
They have a cousin Vinny and a cousin blah, 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 blah. And this one helps that one and gets work and then helps him out. And
yeah.
The money stays.
It stays
in the in
I
that
know.
In that
it's like
circle.
The stranger showing up in the town and then he pays the one person, then they pay their debt and that it goes all the way around. Then the town is thriving. I get it. Do people go local early on? When I guess like their children's first events, I guess, their communion or their confirmation, do they go local with events that way? Or because I remember it just being family get-togethers. It wasn't huge, huge.
Oh, no. A lot of people still go really big.
Why?
Because of my, because it could be because, you know,
this their is mentality, my first my and only.
Yeah. My first and only, or I did it for my daughter when she was that age. So now I got to do it for my son.
So then I felt like we're obligated of doing it for my daughter. I felt guilty in that.
But there's still a budget that you got to adhere to, right?
Yeah.
So there's still kind of rules at that point.
Yeah. So it's basically like, for those events, it's you want to invite mostly immediate family and then like close friends versus having like the whole
big, the whole shebang.
I'm just curious, what's the average wedding these days? People, how many people attend an average wedding?
So this year it's actually died down the number quite a bit. A lot of people are sticking to like 100, 155 people. Versus 300, 400
Oh, those old weddings. School weddings were massive, man. You're
probably get like 2 to 3 out of the whole year.
I remember when I was, when we were younger, like my godfather's wedding was like, he had like over 300 something people.
Yeah.
Big weddings, man. Now it's just.
Yeah. Ours was exactly 200.
Down to 100, 150 now?
Yeah, about 100, 150. There's a lot
That's because of the budget.
Budget. A lot of people are also getting married at a restaurant versus a banquet hall because they're saying like, I know the food is really good at this restaurant and they're willing to close it down and do my wedding there.
It's more economic to do that?
Yeah.
Than to bring the food all, well, no, the banquet hall has a kitchen and everything. Yeah,
the banquet hall normally comes with like the whole catering and everything.
Are they also getting crazy with the food? I can only imagine with social media, TikTok, and everybody wants.
Well, there's like a bunch of catering companies that you could get out, like that you could sub out of the venue that are next level.
See, it's like I'm a fan of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with ProSol. ProSol is a flooring supplier company. And I think I've probably been going to their annual event last 10 or 12 years. And they just do a bunch of food trucks, right? And it's I don't really care too much about the food trucks because they have beaver tails there and they have a bunch of other. It's more about the desserts, not the food there. The food there is they have three lines of steak. So rare, medium, well done.
Yeah.
Right? Rare is always the longest line. And I always go to the medium line. I never go into the well done line, 100%. Right? And then you've got all your sides on the inside. And then you got, I can only assume, I mean, I think the numbers are over 1,000 people that show up in this one annual event. Yep. And I tell people all the time to go there. And then it's amazing. It's pretty straightforward. You got tradespeople. It's beef, 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 and then your sides, right? And if you just get three steaks, you don't need any sides. You're good. You're happy. Good, yeah. And then you got more than enough drink tickets left over that you're not consuming all of them. And I'm like, that's a great event. It's simple as that. And then they have the gelato cart, right? And they keep on serving until they run out. And I'm like, it makes everybody happy.
Some of the big builders too. Once I've heard a lot of stories of some of the guys I work with. They once a building's complete, they'll do something like
that. That's nice of them.
Yeah, I've had a couple of guys tell me that they finished the building and they hired a mariachi band and the builder hired a mariachi band and a whole bunch of food trucks. And they had a day, not a day, but, you know, a couple hours, guys there, eats, whatever, got the band playing.
And that's another thing. You really have to appreciate your staff.
Yeah.
Like, without your staff, you can't make these massive weddings. You can't do anything without them because they're the key to having your business being successful at the end of the day. Because, like, I give them a task, they do it. They set, like, we have
an empty. Sorry, just bring the mic. Keep a little closer.
We have an empty canvas, basically, that we're working on. We're bringing tables in. We're bringing all the candles, all the arrangements, all the linen. We're bringing all that in. So they know what they have to do. They set it up. So towards the end of the year, I make sure like I'm taking care of my staff as well. And to me, that's my family.
Yeah, for sure.
So I want to make sure they're paid well and that they're, because we work 5 hours during the day. And then after we come back at 1 a.m. to do a teardown. It's hard to find people to want to come back at 1 a.m.
I know.
And and
it's hard
be
to find
exhausted.
People to want to work, period, let alone to come there at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And that's in any business, in any industry.
Yeah. To me, like, if I take care of them, they take care of me.
And then to all the attendees, don't be dicks either. If there's one little thing that's maybe off or something like that or whatever, your wine's a little warmer than chilled or whatever it is, right? Don't take it out on people that are hardworking, serving food, collecting plates, organizing shit. Be a little respectful.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's always that one.
I know.
There's always that one, right? Where it's a criticized no matter what you're doing or
you take them outside and you just smack them around, that's what you do, right? Like, I'd be a little, you're here, you're invited, it's, you're not really, it's your time, enjoy the food, there's got to be something good that's going on there,
that's right?
Yeah. Unless it's the vegan wedding thing, like that's first of all, I wouldn't go ever to a vegan wedding.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me, I'm sorry to say, right?
Like, and then you're dropping a big booster too to be there, and then the whole time you're thinking about Jesus
Christ.
There's
some people that only put the booster at the end of the night and be like, oh, I forgot to give you that.
Really?
Oh yeah, you come across.
They'll wait
that.
It out before. Just
oh yeah,
to make sure
you
that
see that all
the
time.
The
Remember, I told you the last time I had a friend of mine that when he got married, the brother-in-law gave him a $5 bill in an envelope and a picture frame as his booster for as a gift.
Oh yeah.
Attention contractors and construction professionals, do you feel like your expenses are way too high? Imagine cutting your spending by 28%. At Schooley Mitchell, they dig deep to help you save on essential expenses that could be impacting your bottom line. Their risk-free analysis allows you to concentrate on your trade while they find those savings for you. Don't let extra expenses keep you from achieving the success you deserve. Reach out today to schedule your risk-free analysis and unlock your savings. Find them at www.schooleymitchell.com/office/AEGIUGGIO/about or reach out to them at erica.jugio@schooleymitchell.com. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life. I got invited to a mostly Asian event.
Okay.
Right. And it was a business thing. And then I just said, listen, I'm not going to make it because she was charging a stupid amount to just come to this thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not coming. Right. And she goes, no, don't worry. Just here, take this code and you can get in. You can bring some plus one or whatever. And then I went there and the food was brutal, in my opinion. And I was so glad that I didn't
you
pay
didn't
it
pay.
To his event.
Yeah.
But it was, the food was brutal.
Yeah. Like,
I was expecting
and that's the
better
thing,
food.
Brides and groom really have to look at when they're picking a venue, what is their food like? Because that's what people are going to remember at the end of the day.
Oh, they don't remember if you had 20 samba dancers or a guy playing the guitar or whatever the case is. All majority of people, it's like, yeah, the food was good.
The food was
that's
good.
All they talk about. Yeah, they got married. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How was the food? Yeah, food was good. Or the food was shit.
Yeah.
And then that's basically the only thing another you really thing. Remember.
Yeah.
But why can't you cater to everybody food-wise? I guess it's just impossible.
It's too hard. It's hard for the actual company to cater to everybody.
Well, if you're cooking for... Just do it as a
200
you're
people.
Cooking for five people. It's very different than you're cooking for five or for
totally,
500.
Totally, right?
Yeah. But that's why a lot of people are tending to go more into restaurants versus venues as well. Because the restaurant will give them a fish option, a chicken or a steak.
Well, usually too, if you're in a restaurant, it's, you know, X amount of people, they'll close down the restaurant.
Bigger.
So if they're catering and they're cooking for 50 people, let's say, to close down the restaurant, you're going to get a better quality, right?
Yeah.
Because the amount of people is much easier to cook for than cooking for 200-300 people.
I need to go to a Jamaican wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing.
I have
but
been.
If I go to a Jamaican wedding
and
I see white people food, I'm going to be furious, right?
Yeah. Well, see, my uncle, he married Trinidadian, and that was the best. I hate to say it. I was a little girl, but that was the best wedding.
But you know, have you met these white people that don't really like Caribbean food? And I'm like, what's wrong with you, man?
You gotta be a little bit cultured, man. We live in a country.
It's
we live in a country
so
that
good.
Is
it's
multicultural. At least try and absorb a little bit when it comes to the food.
Yeah.
For me, that's one of the biggest things for me is I love to eat.
The only thing for me is Thai food has never agreed with me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's got interesting spices that don't agree with me.
Yeah.
That's the only one. I can eat any other food, but Thai food does not agree with me.
See, being from the islands, like, I don't, and it's surprising because a lot of people love their spicy food, like a sort like being from Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, when I met him, no spice at all.
I did not like spice at all? When I was younger. No,
like,
I think
I said, I like flavorful spice. That's why I like Caribbean food. And when I discovered Caribbean food, probably in my teenage years, because my circle was so Trinidadian, was Jamaican, was St. Vincent. Like, there was a collection there. So I'm like, what is this? It smells amazing. You eat it, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be eating this for the rest of my days. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I keep having nightmares of my doctor saying that you got to stop eating Caribbean food.
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, good luck with that. Then we're going to both fight the casket here because I'm going to continue eating this, right?
100%, yeah.
And it was, the first time I met him, and, like, I was brought up with Trinidadian food. My mom, you know, picked up recipes from her sister-in-law and everything, and he came over, and he's like, what is that? I'm like,
In the beginning, yeah, I couldn't do it, man.
Which one? What did you try?
It was curry chicken.
Curry chicken.
Really?
With roti, yeah.
In the beginning. Now, my taste buds has changed dramatically.
Curry chicken. Caribbean curry is not spicy.
It's not Indian spicy.
Curry is spicy.
Yes. But I took a bite of it, and I just right away, I couldn't even swallow it.
But now,
no problem.
Yes, no problem.
I eat it. I like it. I enjoy it. It's just crazy how, I think it's because growing up, my grandmother cooked specifically for each, for each person in the household. Like she
really?
Would make,
oh, yeah.
That's a little she would too do much. That.
My uncle would get his own dish that he likes.
No,
my
I grandfather would, never, would I would get never agree his to that.
I that's wouldn't. The way, like, I remember going and everybody had their own dish. I was like,
that makes no, you make one pot and
that's my mom. She made one pot and everybody's eating that one pot and she would,
if you don't know, like it, then guess what? You're going to starve.
Yeah. Yeah.
My grandma was like to please everybody, right? Yeah. So in order to please everybody, she would literally go do that. And she was like, I'm tired. Of course you're tired. You're cooking three, four different
that
meals.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But then I guess maybe the good thing on that back end would be you've got leftovers of a different variety of things over the course of.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, when you're cooking for yourself and then you're on the job site, you always make more to have leftovers. Mm-hmm. So you're like, that's your lunch the next day, 100%. Right? That's how it worked. But I guess I could see that being a challenge and everyone trying to outdo each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, there's still venues that will cater to you bring in your own culture in. And then you just bring in. We had last year's April wedding. They brought their own catering company. So they had the venues, which was at the Hazleton Manor.
Do they like doing that or is that a headache?
I'm not sure if they like it or not, but they. If you're paying the price, they will cater
then
to it.
And they're fine with it.
Yeah.
Everything comes down to the same.
The because like even at weddings, you want to bring your own wine. They'll let you bring your wine, but then they'll charge you $30 to open the cap and pour.
I'm bringing a Demijohn right there. Yeah. That's bring, one opening.
Okay. Be the guy. One opening and to pour. I'll they
be the guy.
That.
I'll be the guy with the.
No,
you know,
the Demijohn is one opening. Oh. I'll be fighting that fight. I'd be like, that's one opening right there, and it's a big Demijohn.
You
right?
bring the you're the guy in that comes in with the beer cap and with the two holders. Hey,
that's one opening. That's one how opening. I would be treating it, right? Or you bring the barrel itself and just let it pour right out through
but
the.
But they do that more because they don't want the like they don't want
they
want
to inconvenience you. To go fully
so you go
them.
The other route, right? Yeah.
So they put this crazy number out there to see if someone's even willing to pay for it.
And if you're willing to pay, but that's like how it is in as a subcontractor or a contractor. If you don't want to work because you're too busy, you'll put out a price of X amount. And if they take
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. If they take it, they take it. And then you'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to make a higher profit percentage on this job, I guess. I don't want it, but I'll take it if they say yes.
I can only assume desserts are worse than the meal, or is it easier than the meal?
Easier.
It's easier to satisfy people with desserts?
It's half and half, I would say. But people tend to just do something extremely simple nowadays.
I know, but I go back to Portuguese wedding, man, just have a whole table full of nattes there.
Oh, yeah. Like we used do the whole midnight buffet.
It's done, right? You'd have the berries, part of the midnight buffet, but I
dessert,
mean,
dessert, seafood, all
it's
that.
Done.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. It's been a while since we've been to. A traditional wedding.
A Portuguese one?
A Portuguese traditional wedding, yeah.
It's kind of sad to hear that it's
because
not really.
Because there's only really one company out there
That still does it. Yeah, it's not enough. It's not enough of a demand out there, I feel like, now.
Yeah.
Well, because I guess it doesn't hold the standard to what people want to compare to it on social media.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Makes no sense.
Well, those are the venues that you need to spend a lot of money in decor.
To renovate. Because you got to renovate. Like, most of those halls, they've been doing it so long. The owners have been doing it, like, original owners or have been in business for so long that... In their mind, they don't want to spend X amount of money to completely renovate everything, right? They've been in business. This is what's worked for them for the last 20 or 30 years.
And that's how they keep their prices still at a reasonable price.
Keep them low. If they got to renovate, then they got to jack up the prices in order to pay for the investment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now your market that you have.
Because when I go in and I tell them, like, hey, can you at least, like, put some, like, paint on the wall or something, because I'll joke around with them, and they come back to me, they're like, I can't, because how do I keep these prices? And people complain already that they're paying, like for an example, $125 a plate, which is really low right now.
Yeah,
for a wedding.
Oh, yeah,
that's low.
That's low.
What's that math there? So you're saying on average about 150 people, and you're paying 120 per person. What does that work out to be? I don't know.
Well, and this is on the low end.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, around 20 something grand?
Is that what it works out to be?
Who's gonna about 18,000.
18,000. That's just for the. That's just for the hall and the food.
Oh,
that's the hall and the food.
Yeah, that's the hall and the food, and that's like the old traditional Portuguese style, let's say. Then, because the hall is so old, a lot of brides are going to want to drape the whole entire wall. So all the rooms there, they're looking about 5 to 10 grand just to drape.
Just to cover up the walls with.
Oh yeah. I have a wedding in April that they are paying $80,000 just to drape the arena.
So what is it? Just like rolls and rolls of fabric land. Just cut it out. And I'm trying to, it's not like that. It's more than
that.
It's
more
than
that. Yeah. But there's, that's the thing, like, you're going cheaper on one end, but then you're spending so much more on floral and decor to get it to look a certain way.
So all for the gram, baby. All for the
gram.
That's
what it really is all about.
It's for pictures.
Yeah, and you gotta remember, people are paying a lot of money for video photography.
I know. So then you capturing it already there. See, if I was doing it.
But that's where they're spending a lot of money.
I know, but I wouldn't post it. I'm like, you actually had to attend. You had to be.
Well, there's
you make it more interesting that way.
The higher end weddings where they got family that are more wealthy or that.
They don't want to be photographed.
No. So what they'll do is they'll charge, like, if their name is like big enough, they'll charge, like any celebrities, stuff like that. They'll charge. No, it's
if you give, they'll if they charge, get photographed,
they'll charge companies, they'll charge news outlets, they'll charge all those people a percentage just to be able to take photos and do interviews and.
Wow.
Oh yeah. So they're making money. They're making money essentially around what they're spending still.
Just because there's a so-called celebrity there?
Just
because
they're a celebrity or this or that. We haven't experienced that yet, but it's
there. It's part of the industry.
It is there.
I just figured that you'd make it more exclusive. Like, if you want to focus on social media and you're announcing it and people are aware of your page and you just say, listen, the wedding's coming up, and then you just go dark after that.
Yeah.
And that bit would make it that much more interesting. Did you attend? Did you see it? And maybe even tell all your guests you're not allowed to photograph anything here.
See that more now. A lot of people are like, no photos for ceremony.
We hired a photographer, we hired a videographer, and here's our content. Yeah. We'll send you guys what we shot. So
That's the nice thing. There is a lot of people tending to go that route for ceremony, not so much reception, but for ceremony, that it's no phones, no nothing. It's literally you're capturing the moment and that's it. So whoever's there sees it and no one else is.
I think you'd appreciate the moment there. Of course. The moment, right?
Yeah, but there's always somebody that's got their phone out and
taking not for videos. That.
No. You take them out back and you beat the crap out of them. That's what I mean. Right? Yeah.
That's it. There's got to be somebody.
You smash
there.
The phone.
You
got
to pay like a bouncer or something to pull people's phones off.
You see a screen
off.
Come up. You see a light come up. That's it. You're gone. You're out.
Well,
you
this is why it's so important to also hire coordinators.
That's why I'm not a coordinator.
Yeah, it's important.
We're
like, going to
offer
people...
a new service, a bouncing service. CNN Events bouncing service.
Because someone will always... I remember when I visited Italy in the north there.
Yeah.
And you guys gone see... Statue of David?
Been in Florence? We haven't yet been to Italy yet.
So they're very strict about photos, right?
Okay.
Extremely strict. Like, as soon as you walk in there, there's signs everywhere in almost every language, no photos, right?
Yeah.
But I did the smart thing, and this was a film camera too, right?
So you took
I just hung it over my neck underneath, right? Mm-hmm. And I kept it right here. And I know exactly the aperture and what I need to capture, Mm-hmm. So we were walking around. We were appreciating the whole distance, like the whole space and everything like that. I was literally like running underneath. I was sitting in the bench that's next to him and everything. And I probably got about 100 photos. And didn't get caught once. I saw lots of other tourists getting caught because they were pulling out their camera. Mm-hmm. And then as we were leaving, we enjoyed the time there. And I was very respectful of the space and everything. As we were leaving, I just said, fuck it. I just went to go lift up my camera to take a picture. 3 or 4 of them came out of nowhere. No photos. And I was like, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Scusi. And meanwhile, I got a whole camera full of photos, right? Yeah. And I was like, that's how you do it.
Of course. But you got
to
be...
I would still catch that person at the wedding if they try to pull that shit off.
Oh, right? Yeah, I'm telling you.
With a film camera. Introducing Alt Labor Solutions, the game changer for contractors and laborers. Are you a contractor needing skilled labor or have labor in need of quick shifts? Or how about buying, selling, or renting tools, material, and equipment? Connect easily with contractors and find resources hassle-free through Alt Labor Solutions online platform. Post job listings with project details, browse public resumes, and choose the right person for the job. Explore their job board for new opportunities and connect with top talent. Alt Labor Solutions revolutionizes the labor industry with a user-friendly interface, secure payments, and a supportive team. Visit them at altlaborsolutions.com and start connecting with other contractors today. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
There is a market for everything, though. That's why I mean, like...
You make it more exclusive, and then you make it more memorable, mm-hmm. and then you would just, like, send off the candid photo. Your objective with the photographer would be to make sure that they capture every single guest that's been there in a really nice, flattering photograph of each person, right? Yeah. Maybe even do 2 or 3 of them so they can pick and choose. But those are the photos that you're allowed to use, right?
Or there's people that'll get those little photo booths where it's like, look, the old school way. Like,
do that too. In a photo booth, you're printing it out, and that's what you have.
And that's your memory for the night.
I don't want to see a bunch of phones and iPads.
Flashes and lights on and all that.
Flashes are the people who don't know anything about it because I guess it's dark enough, right?
Some people have the automatic flash on and then you take a snap and boom.
But for
most
weddings, for most part, people just is more either the entrance or the first dance and then everybody kind of puts the phone away and enjoys the evening.
I see them taking like pictures of
take a picture of the table, take a picture of the ceiling, take a picture of the floor, take a picture of the washroom.
So digital age is different, right? Yeah. But I mean, if your objective is to get on the gram or social media, then it makes no sense. Just enjoy the moment. Yeah. That's how I look at it, right? Yeah. Then you'll remember the memories a lot better.
I think so.
It's true.
But everybody, if they don't have the perfect picture for whatever reason, or
first of all, you're not looking for the perfect picture, you're just looking for capturing the event.
Yep.
Simple as that.
I've been in last year we did a wedding. It was the father and mother dance, and accidentally the videographer didn't have the mic on, she didn't have her actual video on. So we were the coordinators that day, and she comes and she's crying and she's like, I forgot to click the button. And I'm like, okay, the wedding's still going. We'll make something happen. What I did is the bride was honoring the mother and giving her bouquet to the mom.
Okay.
Cause no one really has anything for mothers. Like the daughter has the first dance with the father. There's nothing really for moms at a wedding. So she wanted to dedicate her bouquet, and I'm like, well, I'm going to take that opportunity. I'm going to get the groom. I'm going to get the groom's mom. When the bride and the mom comes for a dance, I'm going to get them to do it, and you capture that.
Okay.
And that's how we saved the son and mother dance.
Yeah, yeah.
But besides that, without quick thinking, they would have never got it. So that's where a lot of people are like, okay, it's not a bad thing that people are videotaping, because then after I could go back and see if someone else captured it with their phones. So there's like a good and a bad to it. Because it does happen, believe it or not, with a lot of photographers and videographers, it does happen.
But that's their sole job,
it
right?
It is. But
well, I guess their primary job is hit on people, and their sole job is actually capture people, yeah, right?
But it does happen. We all are
that's
humans.
How you get, that's how you get more business, right? You gotta branch out. You gotta figure out a way.
Yeah, hitting on people and getting more business, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it does happen. So that's why, like, well, there's good and bad.
If you're not liked in any business, you're not going to get any kind of work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, but celebrities do that all the time, where they keep it all secretive, right?
Oh yeah.
Like to levels of stupidity.
Yeah.
Where they're covering certain things nobody can enter and all this.
Oh
like
yeah.
That. And I think down deep, a lot of regular people just want to feel like that celebrity status mm-hmm. level, so they want to try to recreate.
At least for a day.
That's what I mean for the at least day, for right?
The day. And the honeymoon.
Well, when they're spending like just on floral and decor, let's say they're spending $30,000 and they really do want to capture it because they spent so much money.
Where else is the money being spent? I guess the drapery, the decor,
the floral,
the food, the
no
booze.
No food. That's no food. That's just floral decor, like candles, draping, floral vases, all that stuff.
What about booze?
No. Booze is usually included when you go to the banquet hall. That's yeah. the whole yeah. price. Yeah. Unless yeah. you want like top shelf liquor. If you want
that's
top
a
shelf,
different story.
Then the price goes up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they'll say, yeah, we can do it for you, but it's, you know, X amount.
Yeah.
You want
but
low
like weddings
budget.
Like that, we're bringing in our own furniture too. Like we're bringing our own tables in there and chairs sometimes.
Why? Because the guest is not going to like what they're supplying there. You're showing them, I guess, images.
No, a lot of people tend to do that more for like the head table and like the bridal party table. So like either they'll do an acrylic table or a white table or a black table. They tend to bring more furniture for that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're spending a lot more as well when they're trying to capture.
They're trying to become the focal point of the wedding.
The room. Yeah.
So in order to do that, they figure, okay, I'll spend X amount. That way they know exactly where I am. Like people are going to lose them
like
or whatever.
We call it like the sweetheart table, then the VIP table, which is normally the bridal party. And like that, they're not putting a linen on top of a wood table.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are more people doing no kids?
Yeah. And I 100% agree with
it. You see the prices of these weddings?
I a lot of people 100% can. Back you got to
look at the older style. Like, well, nowadays, a big family is considered what? Four people? That's
today. You're talking about including the makers?
No, but
the parents?
No, I'm saying like, you know, parents and kids.
And
like
two kids.
And two kids.
Two kids. Yeah. That's
so a family of four, I would say it's already considered a big family.
Yeah, that's a big family in today's
so
size.
So a family of four, the prices have more than doubled going to a banquet
hall. But that's one way of looking at it. Another way is you're spending so much money on your video, your photography, your decor. The first thing kids do when they see the steam, like the smoke coming out, they want to run around. So all you're capturing are these little kids like just jetting across. So that's why a lot of people tend to say a kids free wedding. And I know it's a lot. People get really upset with that, but they have to understand you're not spending that amount of money.
Yeah, but
true.
You're not spending that much
but
money.
But the reason why is like, oh, but, you know, at my wedding, that's what they start comparing. Yeah. But back in the day, at my wedding.
But I don't care about that.
Exactly.
That's what it is, right? It's always
a
comparison.
That was a choice you made by allowing
I would
kids.
Get rid of the kids and make it an all pet wedding. I'd have pets running around.
Yeah. Yeah. You still see like a few pets coming in for ceremony. It's cute.
It is cute for the one, and they have the boat. I wouldn't dress the pets, though. That's the one thing I don't. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, Manny and I was talking. We got to start doing a fully construction style.
I remember that.
We got to start
a construction themed wedding.
Construction themed.
Okay, wedding. How would that
go? Plywood,
tables, scaffolding, plywood.
2x4 feet. The ladies, 2x4.
Giveaways with tools. I don't know.
We got to start pushing that. Okay. And then the centerpieces will be we could figure something out. I don't know.
All the booze is being served, I guess, in paper cups or something, or maybe plastic, brown bags or something. Yeah. I don't know. So you could put a 40 in there. I don't know.
100%.
If you can find a woman willing to do that, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't know if I could. There's lots of construction women that might want to do that.
There's a lot. And then there's some that were in the industry of floral and then they went construction.
Listen, I wonder if the guys would really like that because they're
the guys would love that.
It's because 5 days, 6 days a week that they do it.
You
now
feel
that
they're right at home, comfortable, not come in there with safety boots. As a trade?
The head table would be a Mack truck. I would park a Mack truck, the grill of it, right there with the headlights on.
Yeah,
that's the spotlights, and you put the smoke in there now. The smoke's coming from a grinder, a guy that's grinding something right now with sparks. That's the wedding, I'm telling you right now.
Everybody's got masks on.
We need a DeWalt grinder there and another Makita grinder there and then just sparks going on.
That's it.
I'm already visualizing it. It's beautiful.
I'm telling you. Open up the doors.
The food table is all lunch boxes that you just open up. It's just all these lunch boxes.
Small ones.
The little small ones. That's right. I bet you somebody wants that kind of wedding. Well, you got to do themed weddings, right?
Yeah. There's still people, there's a small percentage of people that still do Disney and all that.
Remember we did that one? I was telling Manny, the one that was like a Halloween style.
I remember. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Beetlejuice kind of theme with the black flowers, all that. And I was like, hey, man.
Did it turn out well?
Yeah. It was very gothy, but it...
But that was the couple?
But
they also did get married on Halloween.
That's a little messed up. I don't know.
Yeah, they got married on Halloween, so...
When are they going to get divorced? Day of the Dead?
Yeah, no. Dia de la Muerte.
I don't know. Which, speaking of, I guess there's also a thing as divorce events, right?
Yeah. I haven't done one yet.
We were saying that's something.
It is a thing.
I don't think men are doing it. I think the women are doing it.
Yeah. It's their friends doing it for them.
Well.
Yeah, but in conjunction with them, that's getting divorced.
CNN Events is open for any kind of business.
It's an event.
It's an event.
I'm just trying to figure out what would you do theme-wise for a divorce wedding? I guess, would you cut the whole banquet hall in half or something? I don't know.
I don't know. That'd be a good one.
I have no idea what you would do theme wise. I guess you can't do all the prettiness.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women that already have a lot of ideas for something.
For divorce events.
They probably already get into it thinking if I get divorced.
But here's the question, who's paying for the divorce event?
Well, the husband.
So it's coming out of this settlement?
It's coming out of this. The husband's paying.
Yeah. Either the husband or it's the friends all paying for it together and keep it small.
I don't know. I don't know. It'd be weird. Maybe crash that one. I don't know.
I also did cakes for 10 years and I did quite a few of different.
What do you mean?
I've done already a divorce one, which was two.
A divorce cake?
Yeah. Which was two handcuffs.
That could be a marriage wedding cake.
I had some fun ones.
So before we transitioned into fully events, she went to school to do cakes.
Yep.
So she got out of the flower game that she was working for with her aunts, and she went to school to do cakes. She was doing cakes for
10 years.
Yeah, a good 10 years. But we just decided it wasn't worth the amount of stress.
It's the same thing, though. At the end of the day, it winds up being the same thing. I got out of that because clients are like, why are the prices going up so much? Why does this keep going up? I'm like, have you gone to a grocery store and see the cost of butter, eggs, milk?
It's stupid.
Gone up crazy.
Sugar, all that stuff, right?
But then after, I'm like, okay, I can't deal with that anymore. People are trying to set me the prices versus.
But I keep going, where are they getting their numbers from? Because if they were to break down the cost of ingredients. They're looking
back at when I first started, what I was charging.
Yeah, but when you first get into any industry, as a GC especially, when you first started, I guarantee you your prices, you always try to be more competitive to try and be able to gain traction and to build your portfolio, right?
But sometimes that also bites you because then after they're always looking back, but you only charged me this 2-3 years ago.
But the idea is not to, if you have,
not to stay in
if
those.
You have clients that are consistent clients, they will pay whatever your price is.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're trying to move on from those clients because they don't want to pay your prices as you see your value increasing as personally, your professionally, talent your talent.
Yeah. And I guess, you guys are building relationships because obviously you, if you handle their wedding event, then they could be handling the certain children's events that are coming
along
the way.
Yeah.
And then eventually getting to other events that are all associated with
and
them.
And that's the same thing with weddings. Like it goes from bridal shower, wedding. Then after, once they have kids, it's baby shower. Then it's christening, and like baptism, birthdays, all that. So like, you're constantly.
You can get a lot of repeat customers.
Yeah,
you can.
What's the was the go to cake that everybody wanted?
Strawberry shortcake.
That's a.
Everybody, that's my biggest famous cake that I was doing.
I would never eat that.
And then after was my hazelnut, my second.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yeah.
It's a white pound cake with strawberry and cream in it. No, is not what it is.
Sponge cake, then custard, strawberries.
Like boring as I don't.
Yeah, know. I'm not a fan.
I'm favorite.
Not a, too much of a, cake kind of guy anyway. I'm not a mungy cake. I'm not too much of a mungy cake kind of guy.
Like, I like tiramisu. Mm-hmm. Like, I would totally do that.
But you
that.
Can't really decorate a tiramisu because it's so light. You can't put fondant. You can't put weight to it. So
I
it's hard.
I don't want any weight. I just want cocoa powder on the top. That's all I want.
A little bit of cinnamon.
A lot of people also wanted a nice, like, decorative, whatever the theme is.
Well, then just get the compressor going, get a nice little fine tip nozzle, and just write in the cocoa powder, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's many ways to do. Anything.
There was a nice cake that I had a long, long time ago from La Semme, which was kind of a version of a tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. And it had the Grand Marnier in the bottom there. And I was like,
that's the best part. Yeah. That's the best part.
I think cakes have to have some liqueur inside there, right? Somewhere. But I guess you can't serve it to recovering alcoholics or children, right?
Yeah. Well, you can, but it's probably not a good idea.
No.
It's probably not a good idea.
But yeah, kids back in old Portuguese days would have been drinking wine anyway. That's 100%. When they discovered wine.
Yeah.
Three-way the world. These little puppies, I'm speaking from experience. I've actually installed these and I love these. Three-way prefabricated inside drywall corner, the first one-piece solution for perfect, crisp corners every time. With Three-way, you'll improve your quality, save on labor, and cut down on time. Traditional methods require three tapes, lots of sanding, and high skill. But with Three-way corners, they install in just a fraction of the time with fewer steps. It is adjustable for any angle, reinforced to cover gaps, and designed to blend seamlessly into the corner. Say goodbye to pesky touch-ups and hello to flawless finishes. Try Three-Way today and revolutionize your drywall game. Perfect corners every time. To purchase or check out some how-to videos to see the installs in action, visit threeway.ca or connect with them at 306-514-3768 or drop them an email at threewaytheworld@gmail.com. Connect with me, TCL, and stop by the studio and get a free pack on us for anyone to try. And trust me, I'm telling you, you'll love it. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
That's not grape juice. Port, like port wine? Port wine was kids was...
Port wine is basically water. That's what it is.
No, it's but really that's what a lot of kids would have, like a little bit of port wine every day. Like back home in the olden days.
Strawberry shortcake, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the Disney theme wedding?
A Disney theme, they literally want, so it's a carriage, and then we do the flowers around the carriage.
So the head table would be the carriage?
No, it's just like a small metal carriage for the centerpieces, and then after you just put flowers around it.
On each table?
On each table. Or sometimes some are, each table is a different Disney. So one will be Cinderella, the other one will be Beauty and the Beast. It would be a glass dome with a rose in it. Like, we've done a few Disney-themed weddings.
See, back to the construction one, I would put a power tool in the center
of the
table.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's locked and keyed, and it has that sensor that you
first
find
one
in
that,
clothing
that gets
stores.
A grinder. To
Everyone
grind
tries
off the
to
lock.
Break in during the evening. You'll get this huge light show happen. So you have to do something else, bells and whistle, to get a chance to win that one at the table.
I like that idea.
Every table has. So you got what? How many people seated at a table? Seven.
Eight ten? To ten.
So
be comfortable.
You got a 1 in 8 chance of winning that power
that
tool.
That power tool. Yeah. That's a good idea.
I'm attending that wedding just on that alone.
I'm going to bring a set of heavy duty snips in my back pocket.
Well, each trade is going to bring their tool belt. And yeah, but we got to come up with something that's going to really, like, you can't use snips, you can't use grinders.
Yeah, there's got to be some sort of like layout. Like, you know how you get a, when you go to a wedding, it'll show like a menu card?
Or
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Showing what you, well, there's going to be a bunch of rules and lists.
Well, you're going to go through metal detector first of all.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can't be walking in with any power tools or any kind of hand tools to try to break into that tool, right? But I mean, that would be, I think that would make sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys and girls would like that.
Oh yeah, something way
but maybe
different.
That's something you guys could do for a steak, because stags are
dying though.
Oh, they have
stags
died,
are dying.
I got invited to one recently. Dude, I'm 53, man, don't bother me, man.
Yeah. No, stags don't are dying me. Stags are dying as just like a lot of guys will attempt to do a stag. They'll do it at a banquet hall like the older ways, where they'll buy all the gifts, spend so much money, yeah. And then at the end of the night, they lost like thousands
That's
of dollars.
That's what I mean. It makes no sense. And I swear to you that the majority of people that reach out to invite me to a stag is just to break even.
Just to break
and
even.
I'm,
if
like,
you're
I'm
lucky.
Not interested in
if
being
you're
a part
lucky.
Of this, right?
Or how about that guy with the Tunitas for the bottle? You got every, there's always that one uncle that hits it right away, and then all of a sudden there goes the rest of the, you lost.
I would do like a cannonball stag where you got to go from point A to point B somehow, right? That's what, but that becomes a whole other, some crimes will be committed.
Yeah.
Some unlawful actions will be.
Well, at every stag, there's always a story, right?
So. Yeah, I know, but they're contained in that area, yeah. Right? And it makes no sense to me. So that's why I say no, don't invite me to stags. I won't go.
I don't want
to
be a part of this debauchery. Yeah.
If you want to do an adventure, I'd probably be a part of that adventure, sure. But no, I wouldn't go to the stag.
Yeah, stags is another thing that's a thing of the past now. Like, you don't really see it too much anymore. I haven't been invited to one in years. And the last time I went to one, I was it was paid for as through a company. My buddy's dad's electrical company.
Oh, they paid for it.
They bought a table.
Got it.
So he was just like, hey, you know, my dad bought he bought a table. You know, if you want, I got an extra ticket. Come. So I just went just because he was going. I didn't even know the guy. I went there, showed up, had a dinner, we had some drinks, whatever, and then boom, gone.
So what are the coming themes going on for this year, the rest of the year that people are...
This year it's just all bold colors, like someone doing all red. Or another...
The whole thing red?
The whole thing red.
So what is, like, are you hinting at people dressing up in red too?
I'm not sure if she is for her wedding, but a lot of people tend to do like the black tie in their invitation, that they totally come in black. Or there's
a black tie or black suit?
Both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Black on black?
Black on black.
With a red theme. So I guess all the table coverings would be red and the head table would be red.
Yeah. So for this wedding, the only thing that's white and black is the dance floor.
Good luck trying to get, you know, your uncle, your old uncle or your old aunt buying a
they won't
no no
they,
not they, their you know clothing what I mean? But I'm saying like the whole everything is red, like the candles are red, the floral is red, anything that we couldn't get in red wasn't bought in black,
so it'd be red and black.
Yeah, but mainly like a
it's
good
very dark, it doesn't photograph well.
I was telling Manny about
does
that
it?
Job
it does
that
it
job
really does. That
with
is
the
that
red
job.
With the red sand.
Oh, the red sand, that's right.
Just on it's sand wax.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
It's a candle, but because candles we can't repurpose a regular candle. Once it's burnt, it melts. We can't use it for
anything.
It's done.
Yeah.
So there's this thing that's sand wax that is a fraction of the price, in the sense we get to use it multiple times because it only uses a small amount and we take that wick out.
So what is it? The sand is embedded in, like, it's
wax, but they made it into sand. They made it look like sand.
So it does, well, you put your hand into it, it
feels like sand.
Really?
Yeah, but it's actual wax. And then we just get the wicks and we put it
and it comes in any color?
It comes in any color, but colors are really hard to resource because we don't have.
Does it look like this?
Almost, but really? A little more fine.
Really?
Yeah.
But the prices on the colors, it changes, right?
Yeah. So like a 30-pound bag of red sand wax is like over $500.
A 30-pound bag?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's so nothing.
How many 30-pound bags do you need on an average wedding?
So for this wedding itself, I needed 11
bags. 1,100 pounds, wasn't it? You told me? Just almost 1,100 pounds?
No, because we went back.
Oh, you cut back?
We had to cut back.
Yeah. The original cost that we got for this wedding, because she wanted originally a lot more. She wanted close to 1,100 pounds of this sand. But then I was trying to explain it to her, and when she told me that, I was like, what are we going to do with this sand after?
Yeah. It's not everybody, a common color.
It's not a common color, so it's not like you can repurpose it multiple times. You got to figure out how am I going to store it? That's another thing, but this comes at another cost. And then if I don't, then I got to pay a storage fee every month to be able to store it, you know, separately.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it's a lot for a color that it can be used multiple times or might not. And
did
just
you do
there.
It already? Or you're,
no,
you're
it's going to be in April.
In April. So it's happening.
It's happening.
And then you can literally have this sand and then you put a wick in it and it'll burn all night long.
It'll burn up to 10 to 12 hours with that wick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's very efficient.
Yeah.
What's the coloring? Like, what's the, I'm a big candle guy, but I only do white.
Oh, it's a beautiful red.
Yeah. Color,
a beautiful red. And this one company from the States, they actually customize the red that I want. So if there's like a certain rose that I want it to match, they will get it as close as possible to that rose.
So what are they, like, it's a Pantone? They're just, it's coloring.
Yeah, it's coloring that they just let it sit, and it needs to sit for so many days for it to actually like absorb.
And this is just so you can have a candle-lit table at every table?
So for this wedding itself, it's one table, candles, and other table arrangements. But when I mean candles, it's going to be like 25 candles in the center of the table.
In that sand?
With that sand, yeah.
In the center, you're going to have 25 wicks?
25 wicks, yeah.
I got it.
So it'd be 25 separate vases.
Yeah.
And then one wick per vase.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, and you're just doing every other table.
Every other table like that.
Why can't you just do every table?
Money.
No, budget. It's not about budget.
It changes when you expect X amount, and then after you give them a budget and how much it's going to cost, and
I'd be upset if I was at the arrangement table instead of the candle table. I'd be like, I want to be at the candle table, not the arrangement table.
It's fine. You just kick somebody out of the arrangement table, and then you go to the candle table.
Pull out their phone.
Yeah.
No, it's more for design. This wedding has a lot of detail going into it. It's a very big, exclusive one as well. It's at a hockey arena. And the grandparents, actually, the name is on the arena.
Okay.
So this couple's the only couple that can get married at this place.
Wow.
So we kind of wanted to make the design a bit different as well, because it is a bold color that we're using. It's red. Everything. There's going to be a lot of red going into it. And the theme is roses as well. Like, it's just all roses.
But you were saying that the ice is going to get covered, but the boards are not going to get covered?
No, everything's being draped. So this is the one that's $80,000 worth of draping
so
in the venue.
You're not really on the ice, but you can see the bleachers.
No, you don't see
nothing. No, you're not going to see nothing.
So what is the point of being in the arena?
Because they're the only couple allowed to get married there.
But they're covering up the arena part of being in an arena.
Yeah.
That's where I'm a little confused.
I just think it's more of a family prom. It could have been, who knows, right? Could have been
it
a promise.
It was more because of a family thing, because like they donated so much to this arena to get built, and it's more that's the reason.
Yeah, too. Family ties.
See, I just moved the construction theme wedding reception to an actual job site.
There you go.
Oh yeah, there would be.
Outdoor smoker and booker and barbecue.
You could do that because all you need is to bring tents. Hard hats. Yeah.
You're gonna have to have a very high WSIB. We're gonna have to
under the cover. It's off hours.
I don't
think
it's gonna cover. I don't know. There's some. You know, common sense is not that common anymore.
Hard hats and safety boots. That's all.
And someone's still gonna get hurt.
The bottom of the safety boots red, and it'd be totally fine.
Red bottoms.
Someone's still gonna find a way to get hurt too.
No. Oh, no,
my finger.
All the rebar will have caps on it.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
And then there's and then he introduces alcohol.
Oh, yeah, there'll and be then the caps come there. Off mysteriously.
Or you actually do it in a banquet hall that's still under construction, so everything's all exposed, metal framing, yeah, metal studs, yeah. Everything. You could do that. That's a little safer.
That's one way floor. To. That's one way to help pay for the renovation costs.
I guess any bridezilla stories or any
no.
Are pretty sane,
pretty much. Yeah. My brides are really good. I can't complain. I really enjoy working with a lot of them.
Is it different to do a gay event?
I haven't done one yet.
Okay, I was just curious about it.
I haven't done one yet, but I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I've dealt with a lot of the coordinators that they can be very vocal and loud, but
coordinators, what do you mean, the wedding coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
What
that's
is that
a thing?
I have no idea
that's
what that
a thing is.
What is
people
that?
Will
who's
pay
that? What's their duty? What's the job?
Their job is to make sure that from start to end everything runs smooth.
So they're the ones that's organized.
Oh, they're the one on the headset.
Pretty much. But there's no headsets, but it's the same. It's the same kind of idea. They're.
I'd be like looking at them, going, "Listen, Janet."
They're
like,
making sure that all the first dance is done at this time,
and
this
time.
Is done
so
at that
stage
time.
Manager. This,
pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, but the bride and the groom hire them,
and then once the dinner's over and the party starts, then most of them take off at that point because everything else.
No,
is
they
already.
Finish normally around like 10:30 when everything is said and done, like all the speeches are done. First dance, mother dance, father dance.
It's just to organize the night and make sure that if people have drinking too much, they still get a push in the right direction.
See, this is a world that I have nothing. I don't know anything.
Listen,
about, right?
In the world that I live in, on the daily and on the weekly too, it took me a while to get to start to understand the way that things.
But
run
we do a lot of construction with our actual job because we need to build.
You got to build things.
We need to build. I'm dealing with so many people in the industry because I'm like, I need this black table. Can you build it? I need these planks. Can you build it? I need this arch, and then that's where construction comes a lot close. That I work with because they're constantly building something.
And you
got to
build
me.
It right away. It's got to get there yesterday.
A lot of the stuff is built in ways where it's disassembled, so that way I can reassemble it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. There, right? For travel and whatever.
Yeah.
And get it there.
Because if you go with these big
like our
tables, bulky
tables, is like the legs are attached. Like they're not attached.
Yeah, yeah. And you're assembling everything.
Yeah, and like
which
arches,
takes time,
too, same
manpower.
Thing
right? You got to get guys that you can trust that to help me anyway to be able to carry these things.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of time, huh? Like you're given the venue at a certain time and then you have so
normally
much.
Normally we're there from 11 and then we have to finish, I would say 4:30 the latest. Sometimes we get until 5.
Oh, because the reception starts to come in early evening, right?
Yeah. And then after the bride and groom do normally first look. So we have to make sure all the candles are already lit. Everybody's basically out of the room for that.
Attention homeowners and businesses. Are you looking for top-notch electrical contracting services you can trust? Consider the expert tradesperson behind Effect Electric LTD. They take pride in delivering quality, service, and professional installation on time and on budget. From Kohler generators to main service upgrades or network data installation, they do it all. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Carlo and his team at Effect Electric LTD are your go-to professionals for all your electrical and generator needs. Effect Electric LTD is an authorized Kohler home energy generator dealer. Kohler has air-cooled 26 RCA units, the quietest, the most powerful, and exceptionally durable generator with 109 amps max power on liquid propane. Custom color options, camouflage options, and every generator Kohler makes is built to last and is equipped with a commercial-grade engine. Call Effect Electric LTD today at 416-508-7725 or visit them at effectelectricltd.kohlergeneratordealer.com. Let's build something great together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
I think pretty much the last six or seven weddings I've been to a long, long time ago, they're all divorced by now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the... Yeah. After COVID, it just seems like people were just sick and tired of each other. So they just, you know.
Oh, there was a ramp up there?
Oh, big time.
Was there? I wasn't paying attention.
There's a lot of divorces happening that time. Look in Portugal. Portugal is one of the biggest divorce rate countries in
is
all
it really?
Of the
it
world.
Is.
Yeah,
it is,
man. Yeah.
One What's of the, going on there?
People are just sick of people's shit, I guess. I don't know. They don't want to, they don't care for the old school values anymore. Like, you know. Your mom would marry your dad, and that was it.
I know lots of people here that only care about that.
But that old school generation is like they're gone, man. Like it's they would marry once, and that's it. Like you're married, good or bad, we're gonna figure it out. But nowadays, it's like he doesn't love me anymore, or I don't feel the love connection anymore, and that is enough to just you know call it quits for most people.
Yeah.
I can't share my two cents about couples. I just like, because I don't understand it, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm an old school guy, so I don't get it, right?
And it's hard to find people with the same values.
Yeah, right? It's just, it's if you're a selfish individual, I love being at my age because if you're a selfish individual, I just,
don't
before
have time
you even
for
finish
you.
Your statement, I'm gone. I've left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the hell did he go? Like, he's gone. I just don't want to stick around. Right? So.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess in business is pretty good. I guess it's bouncing back now because
it's bouncing
of all
back,
that.
Yeah.
But it's still competitive out there, right?
Very competitive. But it's a great, like we all kind of help each other. We do freelancing. A lot of like florists still wind up freelancing. If another company needs help for a wedding, it's a great community out there though for it. It's not like a cutthroat or anything like that.
No?
Yeah. No, it's really great. Like, if there's...
It's competitive.
It's competitive.
It's competitive.
But there at the same time, we all kind of
if
help
you're
each
an
other
outsider,
out.
If you're an outsider in, you can see the way it is. She's in it, and she tries to be mostly positive about everything. But sometimes, yeah, I've seen certain things that is very, very questionable, for sure. Yeah. But
I've helped other companies
like
out freelancing for a wedding if they need the hands. And it's been contribute the same thing as well.
What other kinds of events? I guess mostly it's weddings.
It's mostly weddings, but like let's say they have a massive wedding, they don't have enough staff to do all the floral. They'll reach out and be like, "Ashley, are you available this day?" And I'll be like, "Yep." And then I'll go and help out as a freelancer.
I stopped attending some of my family events when my older sister started catering it. I was like, "I'm out of here. I'm gone." So like, the only reason I go to a family event is so that I can have family food.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit about catering food at a family event. Yeah. That's just me. Call me old and grumpy, whatever, but I'm like, I'm not attending.
It's getting harder. Like before, back in the days, you would go for Christmas, you would go, you know, Easter, all that stuff. It was one person for the most part that was cooking all the food.
Of course. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then the others would kind of help out.
They'll kind of help out. Yeah.
I understand that. But that's also been, I found that these, since the older starts to pass on,
there's the nobody young, that's taking the mantle.
Yeah, nobody. And I'm frustrated by that. I really am frustrated by that. Yeah. That's why I was like, I'm not coming here because I don't want to eat that.
Yeah.
I want to eat this.
I want to eat my grandma's rouge
yes.
douce. Where's that?
Yeah. I want to eat
right?
that.
Yeah.
There's that one dish that you're like, it's almost like you're like waiting for, like you've been jonesing to have that one dish, right? And then all of a sudden now that dish, the recipe for that dish is just, it's gone.
That gives me another idea about the construction wedding. So you invite different cultures because there's a bunch of different cultures in construction, and then you make themed tables for each of the cultures. Mm-hmm. So you put all the Polish guys on one table, you put all the Italian guys on another table.
I think that could go bad really.
No,
really
no, but
quick.
The Polish guys are not being served Polish food. You're serving them Jamaican food or something like that. Then you get a bunch of people just leaving each table, and now it just becomes a bunch of buffet tables for everybody to just eat at. I think that'll work, or it could turn into a fight.
It could turn into a fight. I feel like when you have too much of
but
the
if
same
you
culture,
fight, you forfeit your chance to get any tool that's in the centerpiece.
Yeah.
So that's why nobody's going to fight.
Yeah.
Or maybe true. Someone says, I already have that tool, so we're fighting.
Yeah, we're fighting, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need the tool. There's enough tools here.
Let me do the 12 questions. Thanks, Jonathan and Ashley. C&AndN events. You can find them on Instagram under events, C-A-N-D-N, www.candevents.shop, and then Outlook, right? What was it?
CNNevents@outlook.com.
You guys ready for this?
Yes.
A person you would trade places with for a day.
Oh, I mentioned this before. I think it would be Bezos, Jeff Bezos, for one day. Just because I like his story of how he started, like, very humble, like, in his garage, selling books. And then
he's very humble, but now he's just being a rich dick.
Listen, I think that comes with the having that responsibility of...
I just got a personal vendetta against him because he bought Bond.
I saw that. That was like, and for like a couple billion too.
$1 billion, and it's a big deal for me, right? Because I have
now
a
they're gonna he's gonna change it into.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So if I start seeing a female Bond,
I've been seeing that.
I'm done.
I heard I'm on done. The news sorry. That they were saying that that's.
I a want a womanizing potential. Bond. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
Bond sleeps but with
that's,
women.
But that's what Bond has always done, right?
So that's why I got a bone to pick with him. But yeah. I'm going to judge finally until he replaces or what they do or who does it or whatever. Then if they go that route, then I go, yeah, he's a rich dick. That's
yeah, that. For so, sure.
Sorry. A person you would trade places with for a day.
I have no idea.
Nobody? You don't have to trade places with anybody. I've had some interesting people say some interesting things.
No, I don't think so.
No. Nobody?
No. Guilty, not that I can think of.
Guilty pleasure.
I like to go to the casino every once in
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, I get agree.
Some cards. Get yeah, some cards.
Casino. You too?
Oh yeah.
Really?
She's the one that starts. I blame her.
I'm the one that
her.
Starts it.
I blame her. She got me hooked.
What's the game?
I'm about all like the machine.
Oh okay.
She and likes slots. All, and stuff.
I like slots, and he is all about
cards.
Cards.
I like yeah. cards, roulette.
Yeah.
It's the way I figure it out is like you know people will spend. On a night out on the average yeah. for a couple, $200-$300.
It makes sense.
So if we're going to go for a night out instead of going to a nice restaurant all the time, right?
We go to the casino.
Yeah, well, go for a night out to the casino, have a couple drinks or whatever.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
What is your least favorite tool?
Oh, God. Hammer.
A hammer?
I hate it.
Yeah. For me, it's machinery, like a backhoe. I never really liked operating a backhoe for whatever reason. I don't know why. Just some of these. I ran big trucks for years.
Did you?
Yeah, I a lot of different type of machinery because I worked civil construction for about 13 years, and these job sites are just getting tighter and tighter. And I couldn't tell you how many times where I've had instances where people that living on the streets have drove into the equipment that were.
What?
Oh yeah, I had a lady back into the front end of the truck and. Bent the whole bumper. And then at the end of it all, they had, it was like they do their investigation or whatever. Once you go to the reporting center,
yeah,
they said it was a 50-50.
How is that a 50-50?
She bent the whole front end of the truck and from her driveway, she was backing in out of her driveway, didn't pay attention at all, right into the truck. Boom. And it's same thing with big equipment, any big type of equipment. It's like people just, they automatically, yeah, like yeah. a deer in headlights. They have no idea what's going on.
Too much risk there. Biggest risk you guys ever took?
Would be opening CNN events.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, that's one risk for sure.
Yeah.
Our honeymoon was for another risk.
That oh,
was
God.
A, yeah, you shared that God. Story the other time, but you didn't want to share it. That's fine.
He was gone for hours. In Cuba, left me and my little son at 2 years old at the resort.
And you were wondering if he is coming back or not.
I didn't think he was.
I thought I was going to die. When he was making rights and lefts, like with this golf cart in the middle of nowhere, I was trying to air tags.
You're just trying
yeah.
To.
I was at that time there was none of that.
I know.
I was like, okay, he made it right here, he made it, and then all of a sudden we're in the jaw. I was like, oh shit! I go here we go, and then when we get to the place.
That would have been nerve wracking.
When we get to the place, I was like, I guess this is where I'm gonna die. Then I go inside and. Oh man!
But you made it back.
Made it back.
Yeah.
Best compliment you guys ever got.
Best compliment. There's a lot. I guess it would be like the outcome at the end of the rumor bill. Yeah.
Well, for me, outside of work, for me, it would be, I would say that I'm a good father to my kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, to me, the most important one for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your favorite beverage?
Rum and Coke.
Appleton?
Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty nice cold beer, and I'm happy. Nice Portuguese cold beer. I'm good. Those little minis Super in Block Portugal?
Or no, the
minis in Portugal?
Yeah, they're Super great. Oh. I'm hoping they're still a euro. Are they a euro or are they more than a euro?
The minis are about $1, yeah, euro 50.
Yeah,
but we're there, dozens
of those, man.
Jesus Christ.
Easily.
About a case of 30 in Portugal when we were there. Like they have those cases at the supermarkets. About a case of 30, I think it was like.
7 euros?
No, it was like 10 euros.
Was it 10?
For a case of 30.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
It's like one beer a year. I know. Yeah. I know. What never fails to make you guys laugh?
Me, I'm like the worst with really bad comedy.
Same here. I like comedy.
Yeah.
Dirty comedy.
Everything.
Fun comedy.
What do you mean really bad comedy? What do you mean?
Like stupid comedy.
Or just like slap, like kind of just
silliness? Slapstick. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's good comedy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
it's anything funny. That can, turn a laugh.
Yeah. Simple as that. Worst piece of advice you guys ever got?
Worst piece of advice. Never follow your dreams because you're always going to get the rude reality of it not being successful.
Yeah, for me, it was my grandfather. Of all the good advice, there was also some ones that I guess maybe his own fears, right? Whereas like he always used to say, don't do what you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you know, you always got to go with a secure route or, you know what I mean? But that's coming from an immigrant too, where it's
they were playing it safe.
They're playing it safe, right?
That's playing safe.
But there is no such thing as secure or safe.
There's risk associated with everything. You could have been safe the whole life and you're still at risk.
I've worked in so many companies where it's like in construction and it doesn't matter what you do. Like if the company decides to pull their funding, then the company goes down.
It's
or
done.
If the company decides to drastically, reduce size and, you're one of the newer ones in the company, you're gone. That's just business. That's just the way it is. So there's no such thing as good workers, bad workers, or you could just be a number at the end of the day, unfortunately. The bigger the company gets, right?
Yeah. I get it. What profession, guys, would you, other than your own, would you like to attempt one day?
Fashion designing.
Mm-hmm. Mortgage broker. Not in this economy, but,
Tough.
Yeah.
Favorite curse word?
We'll be bitch ass.
Will be what?
Bitch ass.
Bitch ass?
Bitch ass.
Bitch ass.
Oh, bitch ass. Okay, yeah, all right.
For me, it's traditional. Caray, fucking caray. Yeah. One of that.
A little mix of both cultures.
Yeah.
Favorite vehicle in the entire world, any mode of transportation?
Ooh, a Cadillac Escalade.
For me, I would go old school. 1967 Dodge Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle, American muscle, baby.
Yeah, we need that shit. I want to roll down windows. I'm tired of power shit. I'm tired of push button starts.
And all these electric vehicles are starting to become a little bit too much.
Don't worry, they're all blowing up in America. Literally, people are setting them on fire now, right? So, last question: if heaven exists, what would you guys like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Go.
For me, it would be like, oh, your grandfather's here. Come in and let's all have a beer and have some laughs and hear some of his stories. That would be the most ideal for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, it would be my grandma at the gates, just waiting for me. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Manny.
Good luck with this year. Good luck with the hopefully you. Everything turns out.
Thank you for having us, and we do definitely appreciate the podcast, and we really like what you're doing, man. You're giving a voice to a lot of small businesses and much different industries than just construction.
No, I expanded it a long time ago, right? Yeah. So I just, there's a need. People are people, that's all it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And plus you'd be surprised, I'm sure like some people that are getting married soon, I know a few people that are getting married, they might take away. some stuff from this stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It won't be me. I'm sorry. I won't be your client for the wedding. Hey, listen, I won't be the client for the wedding.
Never say never.
No, I'm saying never. Never Trust say me, never. I'm saying yeah. never.
You could find someone that's got a boatload of money and then all of a sudden you're just like, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'll sign a little something.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Nope. We're out of here.